Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with our call to worship. God knows that there are many things we're all afraid of. We will invest our time today with His Word instructing us to fear not.
Be strong and take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the Lord will go before you, and His light.
Take courage.
Lord, help us. We're afraid. We're surrounded by the unknown and fear of that uncertainty. Many of us are afraid of cancer. We're afraid of being rejected, of sickness, and fear of death. God, it is so easy for us to focus on this world and the things in it that we see around us. Father in heaven, help us to keep the main thing, to keep our eyes on you, our Savior, all-powerful God. To have faith in you, and as we turn to you and think on those things, then the things of this earth will grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. We cannot do this on our own. You tell us to call on you. Just as Peter was able to accomplish something no other man has ever done, he walked on the water as he kept his eyes on you. And then history shows he got his feet wet when he looked away, looked at the things of this earth, and was afraid. We thank you, God, that we don't need to fear. Your word is filled with examples where you tell your people to fear not. God, help that to be our focus, not only during this time, but in the future as we trust and have faith in you. Amen.
Trust and obey. to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to Jesus, oh.
Thank you for your letters and your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that's Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there on the website. A lot of good things on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Well, maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. I hope you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they are a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And you'll find a playlist I put together of songs, the album, and artist information. And the scripture passages are also there for you online at calltoworship.us. I'm glad that you tuned in today. Please invite a friend to join us next week at this same time and on this station.
Are bombarded by beckoning voices and our world is polluted with sound. Lord, let us hear you. In a land dissected and muddled by mazes of roads and never-ending highways, Lord, help us find your way. In a world of easy promises, empty guarantees, and quick-claim insurance policies, give us the security of your hand, Lord Jesus. At a time when we are confused by conflicting authorities that would tell us how to manage our marriages, our finances, and our children. Oh, Lord Jesus, show us your way. As we walk the tight ropes of parenthood in these explosive days, training our little ones to live in a world for which there are no precedents, Lord, we just need you in all things, gentle shepherd. Help us find the way.
There's no
gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we need you to help us find our
This is your call to worship and praise as we fear not, but we experience God's peace.
Peace give I to thee. Peace give I to thee. Not as the world gives, give I to thee. Peace give I.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend. Full of sin when Jesus found me. Oh, my heart was filled with misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared.
Oh, how much. day he comes to me with full assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above.
No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he.
Folks, it seems like there is a phobia for literally everything. We have a fear of flying, afraid we're going to run out of money before we run out of bills at the end of the month. We fear losing one of our children or of one of our family involved in an accident. We're afraid of getting a disease like cancer, fear of ghosts, and fear of the unknown. And then there's the fear of dying, of death. Well, there's good news in God's Word. No matter what you are afraid of, God is not sitting up there in heaven, wringing his hands, fretting, "Oh my, I wonder what's going to happen next to my children." He's never surprised. He knows exactly what will happen in our lives, and he is bigger. Yes, we can trust in him, no matter what. And he knows it's tough in this life, and so he's surrounded us with testimonies in his Word describing how those who've gone before us have gone through the fires and God has been faithful to them. Here are just a few examples in Scripture. In Genesis, we find that Abram was in very uncertain times, and we read the words of the Lord in Genesis 15. The word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward." Abraham had a significant issue come up in his family and had sent his handmaiden and her son, his son, away. She had left and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Find the account in Genesis chapter 21. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot, for she said, "Let me not see the death of the child." And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, "What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation." And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water, and gave the lad drink. From Luke chapter 1, a story very familiar to all of us, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abiah. And his wife was the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they were both now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Then later in Luke, in that same chapter, and in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou who art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. Matthew chapter 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Luke chapter 2. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Folks, when you stop and think about it, is there anything that we should be afraid of? If you've put your trust in God for the safekeeping of your soul because of His great love for you, then there's absolutely nothing that can separate you from His love. Enjoy the rest, the confidence that we have in Him, in His love, and in His power. Romans 8. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Fear not, folks. Remember, no matter what, the love of God is greater.
Sometimes the world seems hard to bear when pain and sorrow come from everywhere, and then I wonder if I'll ever be set free. But then the Father draweth nigh. He tells me not to worry, not to cry. And then He speaks these gentle words so tenderly. Don't be afraid, I will not fail you nor forsake you. I am your God, you are my child, don't be afraid. be afraid. I will not fail you nor forsake you. I am your God, you are my child. Don't be afraid.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as He has told us to fear not. We can rest in His loving arms and believe His words when He tells us to fear not. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us there, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, these words from Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope.